Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
Scary Stories by Peter Bernard.
Aliens stole my breakfast cereal, as told to Peter Bernard, read by P.Q. River. Dear Peter Bernard, I'm writing to submit this story to be read on your Scary Stories YouTube show. I am not an out-of-the-ordinary person, yet I had an out-of-the-ordinary thing happen to me, and I swear to you it's all true. I was 24 years old at the time. I won't tell you how far back this occurred, because I do not want to give out my age or too many details about myself. I have a respectable job and don't want my coworkers connecting me with this story in any way. I remember that I was 24 because I had just moved into the Pennsylvania home I still reside in. I had inherited it from a relative that I was close with, and I had spent much time in that house as a kid, so in a way, it was like moving back home. Each weekday, I have to drive in to a local town, park my car, then take the rail into the city to work, but having a completely paid-for home in a quiet suburban neighborhood, surrounded by family and friends, was, and is, worth the extra travel time for me. My deceased relative never told me about any ghosts or other weirdness in or around the house, so I had no expectations of anything strange occurring, yet one Saturday morning, just after dawn, an object which I can really only describe as a flying saucer landed in my backyard. It was exactly what you're visualizing, a silver, circular flying saucer glinting in the early light of the morning sun, descending out of the sky and landing on my lawn as I watched it out of my kitchen window. It was as though it had waited for me to get up before coming down. I walked out of the house's back door, which is in my kitchen, and stood on the top step of the three-step concrete-step stairway leading down to the yard. For some reason, I wasn't afraid of the thing. I just stood there, watching it. The people that got out are not what you're probably expecting. They wore these sort of diving suits, colored kind of a grayish-purple color that reflected back pink, I guess you might say. They were also shorter than me. I'd guess maybe about 4 feet tall, since I'm about 5'7". Their heads were not larger than ours, though. In fact, I thought their heads looked tiny, even on their smaller bodies. Their faces looked human. They looked like two Caucasian men in their 30s or 40s. One of them had dark hair with a beard. The other had sandy brown hair with gray on the sides. Their faces and bodies both looked human, but like I said, they were short and their heads were far too small for their bodies. Something about them terrified me and made me feel like I was going to be sick. On the other hand, these same qualities made me laugh out loud in their faces. I mean, their heads were just so small, so impossibly small. They both came over to me, smiling, and I was frozen in fear. I felt as though I was about to die. These two hideous, tiny head things were going to kill me while I just stood there, unable to move. They walked closer, grinning like total idiots. Then they took turns hugging me. After hugging me, both of them stood there, smiling, staring at the screen door leading back into my kitchen. After a moment, I realized they were asking to be invited in, so not wanting to be rude, I let the two smiling, tiny-head men into my house, following after them. Before I'd even entered my kitchen, though, one of them had grabbed my box of corn puffs out of my cabinet, and both of them almost knocked me down, exiting back through the same screen door they had come in through, still smiling as broadly as their minuscule heads would allow. I regained my balance, then watched out through the screening as they ran into the flying saucer and took off wildly, almost grazing my neighbor's roof in their rush to get away with their crime. The silliest part of it is that I had an unopened box of corn puffs in the pantry that I would have gladly given them as a gift if I'd known they wanted it. The box they got away with was already more than half eaten. Since then, when I buy corn puffs, I only eat the boxes halfway, then leave the rest of the box on my back steps for the flying saucer men. So far, nobody has come to claim them, so I usually throw them out the next morning if they're still there. I'm not really certain, but I get the feeling that to those strange men, the corn puffs taste better if you acquire them dishonestly.
Come back for more scary stories.